Welcome to the Dr. STEM Show. I'm so excited this week because we are talking about shattering your glass walls. As we start 2018, I know for most of you, everyone is busy putting together the plans for 2018. Everyone wants to succeed. We have these big dreams. Everybody's writing what they're going to do and what they're going to achieve.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. But the Dr. STEM Show will give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. STEM.
There's always something that comes along and stops you and scares you and wonder, well, is it going to be as bad as 2017 or as bad as years before? I have a guest today who is bold enough to say, you know what? I have some solutions on how you can shatter your glass walls. If you're like me, when I heard glass walls, I was wondering, well, wait a minute, we have glass ceilings. Where do glass walls come from? And guess what? I don't have the answers, and my guest has all the answers. So welcome to the show, Jeannie Townsend.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Wow. You know what? As I've been talking to people, you know, friends of mine and everyone, I think as women, because I know we're going to be talking mostly about women, we have all agreed that 2018 is a year of taking big, bold moves. So I'm so excited to have you here today, because in doing so, there are certain things that, like I said at the beginning, that you are help us, you know, to overcome, maybe to confront as women. So Jeannie is one of those women that if you are on a journey to, you know, go, you know, get over any fears, any blocks, she will be talking about how do you shatter your glass. As I said, before we even get into, you know, the conversation itself, let me remind people that it's a year of no more hesitation or giving up. It's not even an option of giving up. And that's why I'm always excited to bring guests like yourself that can help people overcome anything that can get in the way of achieving their best life. So given that, let's talk about glass walls. What are glass walls and how did you come up with that term?
Yes. So glass walls, like you mentioned, they're different than glass ceilings. And as we are very familiar with the term glass ceilings, those are externally imposed. They represent maybe more of a company's culture or a macro culture or just the, you know, the norm, the status quo. And it can oftentimes take third parties. It can take, you know, key figures. Sometimes it can even take legislation to help shatter those glass walls. And while that is very good work, and I'm not at all downplaying the importance of that, I also think that we have this power that we can step into, that we don't have to necessarily wait for everything to change around us to be able to move forward and build the business, build the life of our dreams. And those barriers, those walls, those are glass walls, like you mentioned beautifully in introduction. And that is a term that I came up with after noticing that in my early 30s, I was running a creative agency at the time. It was a very fast-paced job. I was working with clients like universities, cities, restaurants, nonprofits, you name it. We were supporting them. And I start about 31 or 32 years of age, I started to see myself kind of pulling back as I neared a goal and just almost, I mean, I felt like I was stopping at the 5-yard line, and, or even sometimes I wouldn't get started on another goal. And the whole thing, it felt very, actually terrifying and isolating, because I just intuitively knew that it was something going on inside of me. It wasn't, you know, my colleagues, the owner of the business, there was no one else really, there were no glass ceilings, but I felt at the same time that I was, you know, moving forward and trying to reach these big goals as best I knew how, and then wham, I would run into a barrier that I didn't see. And That's why I term them glass walls. We don't see them coming. We can see right through them. You know, I think as women, we can see so clearly where we want to be. We can see where we want our business to be. We can see where we want our family to be, our communities, our world. We can see it. I think we have that ability and that positive determination in us. So when we are 5 yards away from the touchdown, you know, just that last few feet from the goal, when we run into something that stops us, no matter how hard we kind of try to push through it, we just know there's something that's holding us back. That kind of isolating, terrifying, overwhelming feeling, that's what happens when we hit a glass wall. And so it was through my own, first of all, when I realized that I was holding myself back, I had probably a month or two of just being terrified, because I was like, oh, this is on me. This is my doing. What do I do? And I was kind of scared to take on new tasks or new projects. But I had this moment, I had this day that I was like, no, this is not the end of me. I will continue to move forward. I am determined to figure out what is holding me back. And even though I didn't have the terminology of the glass wall back then, I became my own guinea pig. And it was through a couple years worth of work, just trying everything that I knew, researching, listening to more podcasts, reading more books than I ever knew or written about the topic of our thoughts and how we can hold ourselves back. Just a mountain of research, a mountain of personal experience, and then even, you know, beta groups and working with other women. I am more and more convinced that these glass walls, they absolutely do exist, but they are absolutely shatterable. We don't need to wait for those third parties. We don't need to wait for legislation. We can shatter them ourselves and move forward.
Wow. It's almost like you are coming in, you know, to talk to me, just me personally, because here's what happens. Even after, which I want, you know, the audience and everybody out there to also understand, even after you've been successful and you've started, you know, doing what it is that you love, there's always bigger goals that you have to strive for. And I'm building this online, you know, academy for parents and teenagers. I work with parents and teenagers. And I started building it 2 years ago. And for some reason, it has not been launched because I keep building and I keep building. I keep talking about it to people and I keep saying how it's going to help parents and how it's going to help teenagers. And again, it reminds me because of what you just said that we can see the vision. Yeah. We can see what, you know, how it can better benefit other lives, impact other lives. But it's getting over that hump of starting it and making it happen.
Yes. Yes. Well said. Wow. You know exact feeling.
I know the exact feeling. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is, you know, it's good to know that there are other women out there in different arenas, companies, businesses that are also struggling with the same ceilings that now these are self-imposed. And that's the exciting part about it, because I have long since as well, because I'm also a coach, you know, life coach and career coach. And as I'm coaching and counseling other people as well, I see those things in myself, and I said, I'm very good at helping others see the blocks and undo the blocks that they have, you know, put in place for themselves and in preventing them from doing what it is that they need to do. But then for me, for myself, it's always hard to get that. So I'm very interested in seeing how this conversation continued to go, because I think there are many people that want 2018, as I have declared, we're going to do big, bold moves and no more excuses, and we cannot get in our own way any longer.
Beautiful. I just got chills.
Right? Because once you know better, we expect you to do better. I know I expect myself to do better. So as I'm talking to you and you're sharing your findings and, you know, the things that you've been able to do, you know, to, you know, create this glass walls, how to break the glass walls, I know that I will know much more than I knew before I spoke to you. And that's my expectation to all of you out there that are listening, you know, to this show. We're talking about shattering your glass walls, which is unblocking everything that could get in the way, either in your business, at work, if you're a woman that is in management, in leadership, and you've been looking at the glass ceiling. My guest today is saying, no, 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 no. That that's not what getting in the way. What's in your way is the glass walls that you yourself have put in your own way. Wow.
Mm. Yes. Yes, it is. It really is. And you know what? I hope your listeners hear that this is empowering,
yes.
That it's not that there's like, oh, there's something else I need to do. It's like, no, there's something else that you can do, and you don't have to do it alone. And you're not the only one that's fighting, you know, that's contending with this glass wall.
So, you know, I know you touched a little bit about how you discovered that they exist. Have you also been able to speak to other women in your guinea pig when you were doing the guinea pig on yourself? But have there been other women that you also have spoken to really know and see that these glass walls do exist?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So actually, a little over a year ago, I believe it was, mm-hmm. I decided that I wanted to see if this was replicable. Did this just help me, or can this help others? And so I reached out to 70 different women, and you know what? Mm-hmm. I got 60 yeses. There was those like, oh, maybe this, okay. Yeah, I see that there's a longing for this.
Yeah.
And so I was able to walk through the process with them and validate that it is actually a little bit more simple. And what is also really interesting, and I'd love to unpack what the glass walls are made of,
sure.
If you can, is there's probably 10 or 12 glass walls. If you boiled them down, I really haven't seen one that is completely extraneous, you know, out there that other people haven't also shared in that glass wall experience. But, yes. So if you would like, I would love to tell you what the two building blocks are and kind of unpack what these glass walls are made of. So they are, and this may sound rather simple, but I'll unpack it. And I'm sure you'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, that's me. So the first building block is limiting thoughts. And these thoughts usually, you know, in my own experience and then working with these other women, is there thoughts that come into our life from experiences, oftentimes when we're young, interactions, you know, how we were raised. It's a lot of influence and intake. These aren't really anything that we were born with. This is all kind of environmental intake. And here's an example that I like to share because I know I'm not the only one that has experienced this.
Yeah.
Is when I was in maybe second or third grade, I can't remember exactly, but I remember our teacher, she asked a question and I was so confident that I knew the answer. So, you know, without thinking, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to share, I raised my hand. And when she called on me, I shared the answer and it wasn't actually the right one. And I remember my classmates laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I had to trace back this glass wall, this limiting thought of, it's not safe to speak up, I would probably go back to that day. And then if we, you know, like, so, I mean, imagine growing your business, imagine growing your career, but you have this thought, this underlying thought, it's in your subconscious, it's not a conscious thought that we think of, no, don't speak up, it's dangerous, it's, you know, like, they'll laugh at you, you're not smart enough, whatever the case may be, but don't speak up, obviously that would limit your ability to progress in your career.
Yes.
So that's an example as of a limiting thought, but here are a couple other ones that I've seen a lot and that I've also experienced on my own is if the thoughts say never or always. So, oh, I could never do that. Oh, I would, you know, or I always mess up. I always do that, you know, so anything that is just a blanket statement across the board, you can just assume that it's a limiting thought.
Yes.
And then there are a couple other ones that are related, not enough or too much, which is interesting. So I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I think that one is actually a really common one among women. But also what I think is, it's kind of this silent, diabolical twin to not enough is too much. So it's like, if I fully showed up, I would be too much. Or if I spoke up, I would be too much. Or if I launched my online academy and it was successful, it would be too much, right?
You're right.
Or this one is something that I actually observed probably in the last 6 or 7 months. So in myself is when I really came to it was it isn't for me. This level of success isn't for me. This level of education isn't for me. And so a saying that other people are worthy of it, but it's not. So those are examples of limiting thoughts. And as you mentioned, when we have bigger goals, what happens is, have you heard of the idea, the phrase of the upward spiral? Okay. So when you are moving up, success is not a straight line, it's more like a spiral. So sometimes you circle around, and let's say that isn't for me is one of your glass walls. And so maybe you actually, you pursue that education that maybe you thought wasn't for you and you got it, but then maybe on the next level up in your spiral to success, you have the opportunity to be interviewed by one of your hero podcasters, and you're like, "Ooh, I don't know if that's not for me. That isn't for me. That's too much." So once you know your glass walls, your particular brand of them, you can see them coming. Like when you spiral up, you can almost anticipate that they'll come and be prepared to shatter them, or like I say, like place guardrails to prevent you from running into them.
Wow, that's really awesome. For all of you that are listening, I'm sure you actually are getting a free coaching session, which is just the preliminary, because what I found out is as you listen to these shows and to listen to coaches like Jenny, what you do is you get to start to open up your closet or, your heart, your life, and seeing exactly what's blocking you. But in order for you to address them and to really get to the bottom of what is really going on so that you can finally, once and for all, deal with them, you're gonna have to get in touch with Jeannie. So before I go on my next break, on my first break, actually, Jeannie, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes. So my project is called Unsabotage, and you can find me over at unsabotage.com and also on all social with Unsabotage.
All social with Unsabotage. When I was preparing for this show, let me just let the audience know, I went ahead and went on unsabotage.com, and I couldn't get enough of the videos, which is a bit.
I'm so you enjoy them.
Yes, it was just interesting, to listen to the videos and how you interact with the people and tell the people about how to unsabotage, their lives, which is what we're talking about today. We are talking about shattering your glass walls, which is finally stepping into your greatness this 2018. No excuses, as I said. It's the year of big, bold moves. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
It is quite interesting when you get to get your bubbles, you know, shattered and say, oh, I guess it is me. Because when you were telling your story in the first segment about elementary school, was it?
Yes.
I thought about mine because mine was probably in middle school. I grew up in Zimbabwe, in Africa. And I remember we were walking from school each day. There were five of us, four other girls and myself. And one day, I wrote this in my book, Beyond the Tears. And one day I remember walking out of the classroom. You know how you always walk out of the classroom and then everybody's waiting for everyone. And then when all five of us are together, then we walk out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
It's like yesterday that I can see it. So I walk out. Nobody's waiting. So then I see the girls walking. So I start running so I can join them. And they look back, all of them, and say, no, we don't want to walk with you.
Oh, no.
And I thought, what did I do? And I literally said, what did I do? And they said, well, we just don't want to walk with you because you think you're the boss.
Oh.
And it's like, I mean, where did that come from? And I remember it like it was yesterday when they looked back and I'm looking there and you just stand in your tracks to say, well, I'm the boss. What did I do? I didn't do anything to be bossy. I'm just like everyone else. And things like that are truly limiting. They can come out as limiting because then in life, when you try to do big things now, you can hear or see those four people. They are now the millions of people out there that are saying, you think you're the boss and you're trying to be bossy. So we don't want to follow you. We don't want to do things, you know, with you. So I really could relate because I remember very well how an incident like that could hold one back in, you know, in life.
Wow.
But yeah. But the interesting thing about it is I am literally the boss because I'm my own boss. I don't work for anyone.
That's amazing.
I don't work for anyone. I work for myself. So when I look back, I now work with kids and I say, do you know what? Sometimes these bullies and these people, they are telling you your future when you don't know. Because then I kept saying, no, I'm not the boss. I don't know what they're talking about. And today I'm enjoying being the boss. Because they saw that in me before I could see it myself, that I was a boss and I was born to lead. And that's my calling.
Yes. And I love that you have stepped into that, embraced it, and weren't afraid. I love that you didn't avoid it.
Well, I avoided it for 45 years because I know I wrote my book when I was 45 because it was too much and I couldn't understand what it was. So it took me 45 years. And with work like what you're doing now and what we do is no one has to go for 45 years, 30 years without having to break that cycle of having those voices and silencing those voices. And as you put it, without breaking those glass walls.
Yes. So good. That is the dream. That is the dream to help other women step into their greatness too.
There you go. And that's what Jeannie is all about. Her vision is about seeing all women live bigger lives, which is helping others see their potential. I love that about, you know, what you're doing because you're helping women shatter the walls via your website, your podcast, which is unsabotage.com. And we'll be having that website on our AmericaOutloud.com website. So, Jeannie, I know, you know, previously when we were talking about the glass walls, you had mentioned that you've compared contending with glass walls, you know, with boxing to boxing in the dark.
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain to the listeners what you mean by boxing in the dark?
Yes. So why I love this word picture is, if someone is boxing, they know they're contending with someone, right?
Yes.
They know that there's action needs to be taken. But if you're boxing in the dark, you can't see what you're contending with. You can't see where they are. You can't see like what they're made of. You can't see if there's only one or if there's two or three. And so it is this very overwhelming kind of helpless situation. That you don't know where to punch and you're wasting all of this energy. You're just kind of what I call swirling.
Yeah.
A lot of movement, but no, like you're not really going anywhere. But what I love about this idea, this method of unsabotage, is it turns on the light. It helps women to see what they're contending with, how many of these kind of thoughts have been around us and we didn't even know they were there. And then that is when we can really put on our boxing gloves and pummel them, invite them to leave the party,
Wow. You're right. You're right. Because we're constantly fighting in the dark without even knowing what it is that we're fighting about. But like you say, we know there's something.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And we have the ability to track so many things in life. So, you know, if you are growing your business and you have some kind of a sales funnel, you can see where if something's not working, you can point to exactly what is broken and be like, all right, we need to tweak this. Or if, you know, you're working with teenagers and you're helping them to be better with their relationships and you can maybe see what is broken, you can see the gap and help fix that gap, help build that bridge. But what's interesting is we don't really have the ability to, you know, see the analytics of our thoughts, right? And what is interesting is the Cleveland Clinic, a couple of years ago, they came out with this study saying the average person thinks 60,000 thoughts a day. And that's about a thought a minute for every waking hour. But what is really interesting is 95% of the thoughts that we think every day, we thought the day before and the day before and the day before. And you know what? We'll think them tomorrow and the day after if nothing changes, which is incredible. It's like we're like icebergs if you think about it. So you have this like 95% of your thoughts you're kind of boxing in the dark of like what, you know, what limiting thought or the other building block, which I can go into, are old habits that could have served us well when they were formed, but now they're just kind of routines that hold us back. But underneath this iceberg, these 95% of our thoughts, 40% of them have to do with habits, right? Mm-hmm. So like we get up, we brush our teeth, we make the bed, we drive to work, you know, all of those things, that's about four. So that means there's 55% of our thoughts that we think every single day that are below the surface.
Yeah.
So it's shining a light on that area and helping people to not have to box in the dark anymore.
I like the way that you put it, helping the people not to box in the dark anymore. And it is digging back into looking back in your life to see where all this started and what it is that is getting in the way of you getting to your success. You know, the other way that I've looked at it as well is, you know, with computers these days, everybody has computers, we have phones, cell phones and everything. I know with my camera, I have an iPhone. And it has 5,000 plus pictures in there. But at some point, when I really want to take a nice picture and I'm at an event and I want to take a video, guess what it does? It just brings up a black screen. You cannot take pictures anymore. So just like it is with our lives, with everything that we have learned, with everything that we have seen, with everything that we know, if we do not take time to delete some of that stuff, to debug some of that stuff, we are not going to get a clear path of where it is that we are going because we have to reboot and start over again.
So one of the probably biggest, and it knocked me out of my seat, biggest examples of a glass wall was when, okay, and really how we get to discover the glass walls is we really need to take a look at our thoughts. And so this method that I've developed is this very strategic way of getting your thoughts out of your mind onto a document or onto a screen. And I'm actually working on software to make it even easier to do this. But right now it's either writing or typing very strategic questions where you just dump your brain, you know, everything, like nothing is too small, nothing is too obscure. If it comes to mind, you write it out, you get it out of your mind. And so, and then I help extract the raw data, as it were, to say, all right, what is the theme that's coming up? And what can we do about it? What does it say about a potential way that you're holding yourself back? So, Another example of a glass wall that I really, it was one of the first ones I discovered when I was working at the agency was, my mom, before she retired, was a school teacher. And she really instilled in us this respect for other school teachers. You know, she was like, I will not hear back from your teachers that you were sassy to them. You know, like, you will definitely be respectful and all of that. Very appropriate guidance on my mom's part, by the way. But what is interesting is, I don't know if you remember, or I'm sure how, like, school has changed over the years, but when I was in school, I needed to have a permission slip to go on a field trip.
Yes.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
And then I also needed to have permission to go use the restroom. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. All right. And then I also needed permission to go talk with one of my good girlfriends. Yes. You know, if it was quiet time or I was done with my work, like, I needed permission, right? Yes. So if this was a part of, you know, just being respectful in the classroom, right? But what I observed after doing some of this extracting of my thoughts and kind of pulling different reports and doing some exercises that I actually used to help universities and cities clarify what their superpowers and, you know, also where they've been holding themselves back. After I used those exercises, I was able to see that one of my own limiting thoughts was that this thought that I need to wait for permission. So imagine, you know, running a business and you have this opportunity that is bigger than you've ever had before. Yeah. And, you know, like, it's ideal. It's the sweet spot. You know, you could serve them really well. But having this thought that's below the surface, under the water of the iceberg, thinking, but I need to wait for someone to give me permission to pursue this.
Wow.
How do you build a business that way? You know, or how do you go to the next level? Because I think we all have this area in which we feel safe. Yes. You know, yes. It's tested. We feel comfortable with our abilities in these certain areas. But it's once we try to pursue anything outside of that ring, that it might just be the next ring out, the next step, the next logical step in the career progression, your business progression, and so on. But it's at those edges where these glass walls definitely exist.
That is so interesting. And one of the things that I notice is you used to work in the corporate world as well, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did. I worked for a very large financial institution, actually. I got to see things very much at scale, very corporate, and then also very scrappy and very startup too.
So then when you work with women or talk to women that are, you know, in leadership positions in the corporate world, we have many that have broken the so-called glass ceiling that are now sitting at the table with all men.
Is amazing.
But it's interesting how I know for most of my coaching clients that I have, the executives in corporate companies, but their struggle is having to separate this nurturing, you know, mm-hmm. that they have in them, and they are being labeled as touchy-feely people at the table with the guys, with the men. How does this, glass wall play a part in that? Because then they're now in leadership positions. They're caring people. And some, I know some are human resources. So, of course, human resources is about taking people's, complaints sometimes that are happening, harassing in the company. And when they try to tackle that and handle that, the guys are like, listen, sometimes you have to toughen up, you know, these rules and laws that you're doing. You can't just, you know, feeling sorry for these people.
Interesting. So are you saying for these women that are in these corporate roles or for helping other women come alongside?
For these women that are in the corporate world, because, those would be your client for now if we were talking to them and they're sitting at that table and we're talking about their glass walls. What could be playing a part in them being so vulnerable at that table?
You know, I think that's so interesting. Right? It might be this, obviously, without, you know, digging in and actually, like, talking with someone's specifics.
Yes.
I feel like I was the only woman in the room,
yeah.
Even at the agency, but, you know, even obviously at corporate as well, there have been many times where I've been the only woman in the room. And I almost feel like I have the weight of womanhood, the weight of femininity on my shoulders that I need to balance out the masculinity in the room, you know? And so sometimes I think that maybe is this this feeling that, well, I am representing, I need to be my full woman self. And, you know, like there's nothing innately wrong with that. But I also really want to encourage your listeners that if you feel that way, I adore you for that. there's nothing like innately wrong with it. I just don't want you to feel the burden of carrying all of womanhood with you. I think represent yourself really well, bring your strengths to the table. And, you know, I think sometimes when results are shown, even if something is initially viewed as touchy-feely, but if you can show results, I think results help to level the playing field. I think they are this objective thing outside of yourself that can sometimes be the difference maker in something being accepted in a different environment. So something that's more touchy-feely in a more, maybe more like masculine structured boardroom, as an example.
I love the way you say it. I love the way you say it, because then, you hit the nail on the head, because I think one of the problems would be trying to represent all women and come to that and be all woman when you come there instead of being yourself.
Yes.
When you're sitting at that table, that, you know, I think that's really great. As we were talking about that, I was trying to see how the glass wall impacts your life, which you put very well, because those are some of the minute, they might seem like they're small things where you're feeling as if, you know what, I can't even be woman enough when I'm sitting at that table, because now I have to man up. When it is, you know, actually an opportunity for you to show your real self and to also get outside your comfort zone, because sitting there means you're going to have to think outside what your normal realm is and to speak up more, you know, outside the comfort level that you usually speak out when you're sitting at those tables. And you'll be amazed at what comes out when you allow yourself to say, you know what, I think I can do this, and I will say my piece, you know, and allow these people to see who I really am.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Because if a woman is in that role, she has earned it.
Exactly.
You know, she's smart enough. She is absolutely capable enough. So I would definitely encourage the listener, if this applies to them, to step into your greatness. Yeah. And then you will, you know, just as a byproduct, carry the torch for womanhood.
You're right. We are talking today about shattering your walls, and I have with me Jeannie Townsend, who is my guest. As we said earlier, as you're listening to this, you certainly can go on her website, www.unsabotage.com. Do you also have a YouTube channel? Because I saw some videos on your website. I don't know if you have a YouTube channel as well. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do, yes. Oh. If you search Unsabotage on YouTube, I'm the only thing that comes up.
Oh, there we go. So it's interesting. What I'm seeing is there will be no excuses this 2018 for all of you that are saying, you know what, it's time. It's finally that time that I do get to do what I love. Because as you are listening to this show, we are talking about how you can get all the way back to the time that you were young and the things that were supposedly great that you learned when you were young. You ask for permission to leave and go to the bathroom. You ask for permission to raise your hand and speak up or to speak to friends. And then, as Jeannie just pointed out, guess what? You now have this billion-dollar business that is, you know, in front of you, with the contract in front of you, but for some reason you're still thinking, maybe I still need permission in order for me to sign this or for me to go ahead and do this. I need permission. And it's subconscious. It's something that's subconscious. Yeah.
Yep, right. It absolutely is.
Let's do this. Let's take another quick break, and then we'll come back for our final segment. I don't even want this to end. That's how excited I am. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life. On AmericaOutloud.com, Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
you're back. And you know what? I know one of the things that you love using, Jenny, is a cassette as an example when talking about the thoughts, you know, that we've been discussing that, you know, precipitate glass walls and, you know, bring about glass walls. What do you mean by this, by cassette?
Yes. So I love this word picture, cassettes. So have you ever been either riding in an elevator or maybe you're out running errands and you're shopping and then all of a sudden you realize you have like Despacito in your head and you're not sure where it came from, or like Beyonce in your head, like, I haven't listened to Beyonce in a little while. Why is that song all of a sudden in my head? Usually it's because the music was being played very low in the store or in the elevator, wherever you were. So what's interesting about it is the music was played just loud enough to get your mind to recognize it and kind of, you know, get that hooked, you know, like the song in your head, right? Yeah. The thing is, it was just quiet enough that you didn't subconsciously think about it, or you weren't subconsciously like singing along. And I think how this compares to cassettes is we have these thoughts in our mind under like the 95% below the surface, right?
Yes.
They play, they're just loud enough so they affect our lives. They affect our daily lives, mm-hmm. but they're just quiet enough that we never actually challenge them. And why I really love the image of the cassette is sometimes our thoughts that we play every day are so old, they were originally on a cassette, you know? We have some thoughts that came in CD form, and now we probably have some thoughts that come in as MP3 form, but these thoughts that, you know, do we really listen to music on cassettes? Like, most of us don't really anymore, but it's interesting to note that the thoughts that we think every day in those 55%, they could have originally been as old as some of our favorite cassettes.
I love that. And I think it also goes back to what you were talking about earlier about, you know, the values and the things that we learned when we were young, which is way back in mm-hmm. the days. It worked in the classroom, but now you're in a business.
Yes. And what's interesting, I give a little golden cassette to women who go through the program. You have changed the soundtrack in your mind. It is now gold.
You're right. But then it's interesting because if I can't even find it in my garage or in my house, a cassette, which means it's old, why is it that I keep storing these thoughts that are not serving me, you know, well anymore from back in the days when they are still cassettes and still listening to the same, you know, music, which is interesting.
It is. And it's just because they're just quiet enough that we never really challenge them. Mm. So that's what this whole process is, accessing those thoughts. And then we have the ability to challenge them and change the cassette if we want, just remove the cassette altogether.
You know, we're talking about a program because then, you know, it's somewhat, you know, easy to just listen and hear two people talking about, you know, the habits being played as old cassettes and comparing as old cassettes. But then I can tell you as a psychotherapist that it is not that easy for you to just say, well, you know what, now that I know about glass walls, let me let go of my glass walls. Sometimes your glass wall may be so shattering that there's so much that you need someone to hold your hand and to go through, as Jenny has just mentioned, a program. So tell us about the program that you have. How long is it and how can people access that program?
Definitely. So the course is on invitation only at this moment, but it is an 8-week program and it is some online. You get a beautiful gift in the mail, which is the workbook. So if you prefer to write on paper versus on the screen, you have the option between the two. And then there's a beautiful community of women going along this journey with you. So you know you're not alone. We have the common verbiage, right? We have the common language of like, oh, I just discovered another cassette, you know? So we know what each other is talking about. And then also access to me. If you feel stuck, if you feel like, all right, I see some of these things, they feel like they're probably related, but I can't quite put my finger on, you know, the name of my glass wall. So it is, there's some self-paced work, some a lot of videos to walk you through the steps, but then also access to community and access to me within the course. So to actually learn about that, if you go to unsabotage.com/course, I can send you all of the information and we can talk. And if it's a good fit, I would be honored to work with you on this.
So people will find the program on unsabotage.com. That's where I think I did see the tab that says course on it. And as Gina says, it's an 8-week course that people are now getting on by invitation only, is what you say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay. But there's a way to contact you that people can contact you and see if they will be able to qualify for the invitation, right?
Yes. Okay. So you can actually on unsabotage.com/course, there is a place to enter your name and email, and I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Great. So what? Now that we know about the glass walls exists,
mm-hmm.
and that we have the ability to shatter them, how do we actually do that would be a question that listeners might be asking.
Yes. So I am more than willing to be a part of the journey. If any of your listeners are curious into, okay, like what now? How do I actually do it? I'm happy to provide the roadmap for that as well as the support for that. And like I mentioned, it was unsabotage.com/course. But you know, if there is something that you just wanted to do immediately today, I have a self-paced journal that is available on my site as well. So if someone doesn't really want if they want the truly self-paced, there is also a journal that can be purchased right from my site. And it's on Amazon Prime, so it'll get to you in 2 days. So that's practically immediate.
That they can do with the journal. That's awesome.
Yes, yes. But really, it's having a roadmap. So you ask, what now? Great. Let's move through the process. Let's show you the roadmap. And let's shatter some glass walls.
Earlier on, you had mentioned that there were about 10 to 12 glass walls.
Mm-hmm.
That could be, you know, that people could be facing. Are you okay with discussing some of them in our last few minutes that we have?
Of course, definitely. So there were a couple that I'd mentioned with, I was talking about limiting thoughts of like the always or never.
Yes.
And so those can kind of have their own, they can take their own shape. Like I always mess up or I always screw things up. You know, there might be slightly different language, but it's usually around, I mean, those are, you know, buckets as it were. Then there is the not enough or too much, those thoughts. And then that isn't for me. So that level of success, that level of education, that quality of a relationship, you know, that isn't for me. That's for someone else. And then there is the I need permission, or I'm waiting for someone else to give me the okay. So those are six of them. And I see those in the under the limiting thoughts category. Okay. But then there's also the old habits category, which is, like I briefly mentioned, these could have served you really well when the habits were formed. So they could have helped you graduate from college. They could have helped you in your first job, but maybe your role has shifted. Maybe your life stage has shifted. And now it's like you're bringing markers and a trapper keeper to your first day of business school. You know, like wouldn't do that. So some of the old habits are waiting. So you just like, oh, I'm waiting for the right job opportunity to come up. Like, you know, you're wait, like it's almost the habit version of the I need permission. And then there's one that I referenced earlier in the show of not speaking up. Like, oh, it's not safe to speak up. I will not, you know, like it's a habit. I don't speak up. And then there is a similar one of not showing up. So when something that could be not showing up physically, or that could be not showing up mentally or emotionally, of just you have decided this is no longer what I do, or this is how I stay safe, or this is how I survive, which no one ever really steps up to their full potential, steps into their greatness when they're in this kind of survival mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there is another habit of just straight up procrastination. So putting things off. And that might have, and maybe it didn't serve you well. You know, there are habits that have never been good for you. And then this is actually of the habits, one that I see very common in women is other people's priorities. Like that is your first attention. Like, so your first priority is other people's priorities. And I noticed this when I was working at, again, the creative agency. This is kind of when it all started to, like, I was doing my research. I was doing my work. Like, these things probably happened much earlier. But I had this habit of when I was running the agency, I would wake up in the morning. I would have my toothbrush in one hand and my phone in the other, checking my email. Just like, what kind of a day am I walking into? Do I need to shift, you know, personnel resources? Did a deadline shift? What needs to happen? Is everything still on track? Kind of, you know, just prepping myself for the day I was walking into. Yeah. But when I left that role and went out on my own, I would still, every morning, I would wake up with my toothbrush in one hand and my phone in the other, checking my email. And yeah, it was different email, you know, but it was still like when I sat down to do what should have been my best work in the morning, you know, like I know a lot of us, you know, our best work is done in the morning.
Yeah.
My mind was everywhere where it needed to be. Like it was scattered. Mm-hmm. And it took me a little while of digging and, you know, kind of just unsabotaging, to be honest. To realize, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is an old habit, but it was almost a symptom that led me to dig deeper and discover that other people's priorities, it's sometimes easier to serve other people's priorities before our own, especially as we are trying to, if we're going to the next phase of our business, the next phase of our career, it's almost the equivalent of busy work, right? Like, okay, I know how to do this. I'm good at this. And I'm just going to keep doing this because my priority is actually really terrifying. Mm. So that, you know, and that obviously is a glass wall we can keep running up against if we don't actually ever focus on our priorities. So those are the ones that I see really common. That's 11 right there. And so I'm certain that your listeners hear at least themselves in at least one of them. I have experienced quite a few of them. But however they actually show up in our lives, once we know what they are, we can take action to not only shatter them on this level of the spiral of success, but we can place, like I said, those guardrails to keep us from going off the road and just hitting the wall on our next up level of the spiral of success.
That is so awesome. So I was wondering, with those 60 women that you've worked with in the past, and this is just an off question that I'm just wondering, did you find out that the women that probably had the most difficult shattering their glass walls were the ones that were a little older or the younger ones? Or even were they the ones that were educated than the educated? I I'm not sure if you even looked at that, but I was just wondering, you know, if there was any.
It's a great question. Yeah. Sometimes what I observed in the younger women that participated, because I believe the youngest one was 23 and then up to 65. So I really wanted to just kind of get this broad range to see, you know, is there, and that was one of the things I wanted to look at, is there like this optimal age, you know, that I, you know, should be focusing on serving because this is perfect timing for them. But what I noticed is you're never too young and you're never too old. Period. Our minds are not fixed. They are not this, this organ that just lives there. They are ever changing. In fact, right now, as you're listening to my words, there are new dendrites being formed in your brain. And like, as you listen to the words, and then also the emotion that you're experiencing while you're listening to these words is being almost wrapped up in that dendrite, all of that data, all of that information. So our minds are always changing. So it is absolutely never too late. I think this is probably the best way to answer the question is, some of the younger women, I don't think they might have had a chance to experience their glass walls yet. You know, as someone who, yeah, so maybe is earlier in their career and they haven't really been pushed out of their comfort zone yet. But that would be the only thing. I don't think there's ever really a too early. I think the more you know about yourself as you grow, the better. So I would not at all be discouraging women in their early 20s from pursuing this knowledge set, this life skill. But I think it will probably really help them as they encounter glass walls. They'll know what they are, and then maybe even go back and go through the program again, you know, because they all still have access. It might be more valuable at that point to face that particular glass wall.
I really love the way that you summarized it, because you know what, there is no age limit as to when one can literally face and shatter those glass walls. So I like the way that you put it together. Whether you're old, young, educated or uneducated, when there is something that is stopping you from achieving what it is that you want to achieve, what it is that you talk about, what it is that you see, then it's time to shatter your glass walls. And that's why I have enjoyed, you know, having this discussion with Jeannie Townsend, who is talking about shattering your glass walls. So don't forget to go to unsabotage.com, where she has beautiful videos that she takes from different parts of the world. And being in California really is like, you know, something that all of you that are up north might enjoy, seeing the sun behind her. For all of you that are listening, thank you for listening to the Dr. Stamp Show. And as a dose of motivation for this week, I say, behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. Until next week, be encouraged and encouraging.